If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Back at Schuyler County. Again, the final score, 38-26, Scotland County over South Shelby. Naming our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to give it to none other than Micah Cooley, the junior on this Scotland County team. Just a great fourth quarter from her. She scored in total 14 points. Nine of those came in that fourth quarter. She helped them go on a 6-0 run to extend the lead, and they didn't give it up from there. So Micah Cooley is your outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Coming up, we got a boys matchup. Scotland County facing off against Princeton. Should be a fun one. That's all next as we get the updates from Cam Thomas on what to expect on Crest.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text GET to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text GET to 35517. That's G-E-T to 35517.
Among the tallest objects in nature stands the giant sequoia.
Yeah, until now. That's because Mayberry Farms is jacking up ATVs and UTVs. See how your ride measures up to Mother Nature with a full line of aftermarket parts and accessories for your four-wheeler and side-by-side. Choose from lift kits, wheels and tires, suspension kits, and more. Learn more by visiting Mayberry Farms in Memphis or call 660-328-6634. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. Get jacked up.
We're back on KRES Moberly, Missouri 104.7 here at Schuyler County High School for district basketball tonight. Class 2 action coming up next. We will have the Scotland County Tigers against the Princeton Tigers tonight in our 7 o'clock matchup. One more matchup coming up tonight after this one. We will have Knox County and Princeton in our nightcap tonight on the girls' side. But first, the last game of the boys after we had game one of the boys at 4:30. Milan over Knox County. Milan will advance to the finals in this bracket. So the winner of this contest, Princeton and Scotland County, will head to the finals. That one will be on Saturday at 2 p.m. But first, we will get you your starting lineups here in just a moment as we preview this matchup between Scotland County and Princeton. And first for Scotland County, Scotland County coming into this matchup with a 6-15 record on the year. Princeton with a 14-8 record on the year. We talked a little bit to head coach of Princeton, Damon Collins, before this game, and he talked about Scotland County coming in at the lower seed. They did upset Putnam County 68-58 in the quarterfinal matchups, but he really wanted to talk to his team about making sure they don't overshadow opponents, making sure that they do a good job offensively, defensively, and that they don't underestimate this team. And for Scotland County, head coach Kyle Ellison talked to us a little bit, told us that, you know, this team likes to get out to a very fast pace. They like to get in transition early, and he said his defense has to come out strong and have to come out early and, you know, set the tone and the intensity in the early going. So Scotland County coming into this matchup, of course, 6-15, Princeton 14-8. The winner of this matchup will face off against Milan on Saturday. For the Princeton Tigers, Preston Thomas will start at guard alongside Cameron Jones, Logan Durkin at the 3, Owen Sheffer at the 4, and Austin Kelly at the 5. For Scotland County, Jace Morrow will start at the guard position alongside Jared Dunn, with Will Fromm and the first tip, opening tip, will go to Scotland County. Scotland County moving from right to left in your radio dial in their all blue uniforms with white piping. The Tigers of Princeton in their all white with the blue piping. First possession of the quarter for Scotland County on the left side of the floor. Left side wing, it's Morrow. Morrow dips it inside. A nice two for Parker Triplin, but it doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Thomas, and Thomas will pull it across the timeline for the Tigers. One player to watch for this Tigers team is Preston Thomas alongside Logan Durkin. Both of those two players at the guard position. We talked to their head coach before the game. Talked a lot about those two players and what they mean in this squad. Top of the key, it's Cameron Jones. Gets it poked away, but possession will stay on the right side of the floor with Thomas. Thomas inside trying to find Kelly, but it's poked away. Scotland County will take the possession. Into the front court for Triplett. Triplett dips it down to Morrow, but Morrow will pull it back out as the Tigers got back on defense quickly. Inside, they feed to Anders. Anders, right side wing, a jumper for Triplett, doesn't go. Tigers pull down the rebound. It's Austin Kelly into the front court for Duncan. Duncan will pull it back out. Less than a minute is eclipsed off the clock at 6:50 in the first. Neither team with this bucket just yet. Top of the key for Cameron Jones. Scotland County in a 2-3 zone. They pack it in as the Tigers push it outside. A long three from Cameron Jones goes on in, and the first point's on the board for the Princeton Tigers. Tigers in a full court press. Scotland County will evade, but finally Morrow will get a hand in it. And he's going coast to coast. Inside the lane, off the glass, doesn't go, way too strong. Scotland County will pull it back. 6:10 remaining in the first, 3-0. Scotland County leading over Princeton. Inside. Here's a shot from Fromm, doesn't go. Find the rebound inside for Anders. The putback is good. Caden Anders with his first points of the night, 3-2. Princeton over Scotland County. Tigers driving baseline. Here's Schreffer. Schreffer inside for Duncan. A nice little 12-footer, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Fromm. Will Fromm, the player to watch for Scotland County, their leading scorer on the season. Kyle Ellison really emphasizing to this team that got to do a good job of stopping Fromm, who's potent from almost everywhere on the court. Fromm on the outside, kicks it in the corner for Morrow. Morrow back to Fromm, top of the key. A long three from Morrow, too short. Tries to save the rebound to Scotland County, but it'll go out of bounds. Side out for the Tigers of Princeton. 3-2 score, 5:25 left in the first. Princeton leading over Scotland County, 3-2. Winner of this matchup will take on Milan in the finals of this district in Class 2. Tigers moving from left to right in a radio dial. In the corner, it's Duncan. Back top of the key for Jones. Jones spinning inside the lane, now finds outside for Kelly. A long three, got it! Back-to-back, or they'll say his foot was on the line. So 5-2, your score. I thought it was 6-3, it would have been back-to-back threes. Instead, it's a 3-2. Scotland County evades the press. Into the front court, Morrow, pump fake, blocked by Thomas. Put back is good for Parker Triplett. Parker Triplett's got his first points of the night. 5-4, Scotland County trailing by one. And a long three. Good for Cameron Jones. His second three of the night. 6 of the 8 points so far for the Princeton Tigers. Scotland County moving the other way, and they feed outside for Fromm. Top of the key for Dunn. Now swings left side for Morrow. Back for Dunn, top of the key. Dunn being guarded by Duncan. The 4:15 mark of the first. Top side for Dunn. He goes to the right side of the floor. Now top of the key for Fromm. Swing it left side for Morrow. Driving baseline. Swarmed by two Tiger defenders. Scotland County keeps the rebound. Put fake inside from Anders. And there's going to be a foul called underneath. This will be on Cameron Jones, his first. Couple substitutions coming in for Scotland County. Matthew Woods alongside Caleb Perkins will check in for Scotland County. Same five, or rather Colton Estes will check in for Austin Kelly. 8-4 your score. Ball poked out of bounds after the inbound. It'll stay with Princeton, or rather stay with Scotland County. 3:56 to go in the first. Side out, Scotland County. They'll feed it to Matthew Woods. Top of the key, Woods gives it back for Fromm. Fromm will go to the right side of the floor, looking for an outlet. Finds one top of the key for Dunn. Dunn swinging it left side for Triplett. Back to Dunn. Flasher in the middle for Woods. Woods trying to find his teammate Long on the inside, but can't. Tigers poke it away. Here's Jones. He's got 6 points already. Kicks it in the corner. Nice touch pass for Resty at the block. Back outside for Jones. A three. Got it. Cameron Jones, 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. 9 of 11 points for Princeton. They lead 11-4. Princeton comes into a full-court press. Scotland County finally evades to Woods, left side to the floor. Now top of the key for Dunn. Woods an open jumper. Rims out. Put back no good for Perkins. And Preston Thomas will bring it across the floor. Two-step inside the lane off the glass and finishes it. Preston Thomas, acrobatic move. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout call. Scotland County's got to figure it out. 13-4. 3:04 left to go in the first. This is high school basketball on Superstation Kretz and CentrumoInfo.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're back on 104.7 Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. 13-4 lead for Princeton over Scotland County. Scotland County with possession, moving from right to left. Found inside was Caleb Perkins, and he was fouled. I believe this one will go on Cameron Jones. If so, that's going to be his second. Team second of the quarter. First free throw missed for Caleb Perkins. And he misses the second as well. Fight for the rebound between two Tigers, and it will be a jump ball. Possession will stay with Princeton. Cameron Jones will stay in this game. He's got 9 of the 13 points in the early going for the Tigers. 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. He has been absolutely deadly from long range. He has it at the top of the key, swings right side for Duncan. Duncan in the corner for Estes. Now back to Thomas. Preston Thomas long three, too short. Rebound pulled down by Woods of Scotland County. And he will evade the Dunn, who will bring it across the timeline. Now for Will Fromm. Fromm back to Dunn right side. Dunn trying to find Fromm inside. One dribble for Fromm. Cuts through two defenders, and he's fouled on the shot by Colton Estes. Scotland County hasn't really got going much offensively so far. Parker Triplett with two and Caden Anders with two. Will Fromm is yet to score, the leading scorer on the season. He will head to the line to shoot. First one doesn't go. And the second one rattles out. So no points at the line right there for Scotland County. They still trail 13-4 with 2:20 remaining in the first. It's been all Princeton Tigers so far. Here's a bounce pass inside for Colton Estes, blocked away. Rebound pulled down by Jared Dunn. Dunn across the timeline of Fromm. Fromm open for three, instead decides to drive left side lane off the glass and in for two. Will Fromm's got his first points of the night. Timeout called on the floor, 30-second timeout. And we'll take one, too, on KRES Moberly, Missouri and CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas here with you for district basketball here from Schuyler County, Scotland County, and Princeton going head-to-head here for a chance at a district championship. Semifinal matchup here. Scotland County leading 13, or rather Princeton leading 13-6 over Scotland County. Less than 2 minutes remaining in the half. Princeton has it right side of the floor. Top of the key, it's Duncan. Duncan swings left side for Cameron Jones, who already has 9 points in this contest. 3 of 3 from downtown. He feeds for Preston Thomas. Long three, rims out. Rebound stays with Princeton. Another long three, Cameron Jones, way too short, and a foul's going to be called underneath, a push foul on Scotland County. Possession will stay with Princeton. They'll tick that foul on Cable Perkins. That's going to be his first. Checking in for Princeton is going to be number 21, Logan Boxley. Boxley will check in for Colton Estes. Inbound underneath the basket, right side for Cameron Jones. Jones feeds it outside for Schwarzkopf. Now Duncan has it top of the key. Left side for Thomas. Thomas thought about a three, now feeds back for Duncan. Guard heavy is this Princeton team. They love to play through their guards, and they will play with four or five guards if they have to. Here's left side of the floor for Boxley. Boxley inside for Schwarzkopf. Schwarzkopf up for two, doesn't go. A fight for the rebound. Double team. Princeton will stay with it. Thomas gets the board, puts it up, doesn't go. Scotland County gets the rebound this time with less than a minute remaining in the first. Into the backcourt. Princeton takes it away again. Here's the floater, doesn't go for Schwarzkopf. And he'll hit the line to shoot two. So that was going to be called number 32, Matthew Woods. That's going to be his first, team second of the quarter. Princeton could extend their lead here to 9 if Schwarzkopf is able to hit the two free throws. First one misses, clanks out. Here's a substitution for Princeton. Preston Thomas will head to the bench. Owen Schreffler will head into this contest. 52.3 seconds remaining in the first. 13-6 pending a free throw from Schwarzkopf, and he hits it. 14-6 lead. First made free throw of the night for the Princeton Tigers. They haven't been in the line too much. Here's Fromm. He'll take it across the timeline. Feeds inside. A nice pass and a nice finish for Matthew Woods. Scoring has been spread out tonight for Scotland County. Will Fromm with two, Parker Triplett with two, Caden Anders with two, and Matthew Woods with two. Makes your score 14-8. 30 seconds remaining in the corner. Top of the key, it is Preston Thomas for Princeton. Feeds right side for Jones. Jones trying to get it inside, and he does to Schwarzkopf. Schwarzkopf double team, now back outside for Jones. Left side, Schreffler thinks about a three. Now skip pass right corner for Duncan. Duncan, back top of the key, now left side swing it. Finding inside is Logan Boxley, but Boxley loses it, and a foul is going to be called as Boxley tries to grab it back from Scotland County. Boxley's going to get ticked for his first. That'll be the fourth of the half. Inbound, trigger right side for Scotland County, 8.9 seconds remaining. Inbound goes to Jared Dunn. They feed right side for Fromm with 4 seconds left. Long three for Fromm, too short. Long heave shot for the Tigers, and it doesn't go for Scotland County. That ends the quarter. 14-8. Princeton leading over Scotland County. We'll take a break here on KRES Moberly, Missouri and CentralMoInfo.com.
Girth and Basket Furniture in Memphis has been the hometown furniture store in Northeast Missouri for 115 years. Girth's has sofas starting at $4.99, a large selection of recliners and lift chairs, bedding from Sealy and Therapeutic, and all manners of flooring, from carpet to linoleum to engineered flooring. Plus, there are thousands of other surprises in every corner at the family-owned furniture store that's been making your house a home since 1904. Girth and Basket Furniture, floor covering and bedding in Memphis. Visit Girth's on Facebook and online at girthandbasket.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Tonight, Scotland County R1 Schools, Girth and Basket Furniture Store, J Foods, all of Memphis. 14-8 after one quarter of play. Princeton leading Scotland County in the early going. It's been Cameron Jones for the Princeton Tigers with 9 of their 14 points in the first quarter. He gets the first steal of the quarter for the Tigers. Up ahead, Scotland County is able to get it back, and it's Will Fromm who will grab the steal. Fromm only with 2 points, the leading scorer on the season for Scotland County. As the scoring has been pretty distributed for Scotland County in the first quarter. Here's Fromm, top of the key, trying to drive inside. Floats a two-pointer and gets it to go. Will Fromm now with 4 points in the contest. As Preston Thomas will have the basketball topside. Now for Jones, right corner. Thought about a three to Schreffler. Now it feeds back outside for Jones. Great motion offense right now for the Princeton Tigers. They're really making Scotland County work on defense. Up by four. Really burning some clock here. Cameron Jones with it at the top of the key. Looking for a screen. Feeds left side for Thomas. Thomas around a screener. Now finds inside Schwarzkopf. And Schwarzkopf misses the two. Rebound pulled down by Scotland County. They can make it a one possession game with a bucket here. Jared Dunn to bring it across the timeline, moving from right to left in the radio dial. 6:30 left to go in the second. 14-10, Princeton leading over Scotland County. Left side, Jace Morrow. Now top of the key for Fromm. Long three, too short. Rebound saved, but it'll go to Princeton. Cameron Jones to mop up the mess. He'll bring it across the timeline and slow it on down as the Tigers of Princeton didn't have numbers. Jones, top of the key, left side over for Thomas. Scotland County in a 3-2 zone. They pack it in. The ball's poked away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Princeton Tigers. Scotland County will take back the possession. Here's some substitutions for you. Austin Kelly will check back in for Princeton. And a couple of new faces for Scotland County. Caden Anders will check back in alongside Matthew Woods. Scotland County, right side of the floor. It's Jared Dunn. Feeds left side over for Triplett. An open jumper doesn't go. Estes with the rebound for the Tigers of Princeton. Up ahead, they feed to Duncan. Duncan, right corner. Over for Thomas. An open three. Rims out. Estes grabs a rebound, but he's poked out of bounds. Last touched by Princeton. Scotland County will have the possession. 5:33 to go in this quarter. Or in the half, rather, 14-10. Scotland County hasn't scored, or has scored, one bucket. Princeton hasn't scored since the first quarter. Here's Will Fromm burying inside the lane, but it's blocked by Estes. Estes the last one to touch it, and Scotland County will keep the possession. Here's a substitution for Scotland County, and Kyle Ellison. He will send Matthew Woods to check in for Parker Triplett. Triplett with 2 points in this contest so far. Matthew Woods with two as well. Left corner, Morrow. Morrow jump stops inside the lane. Blocked by Estes. Grabs his own rebound. Blocked again by Estes. Into the front court. Thomas up ahead. Finds a streaking cutter in the lane and finish it. Does Austin Kelly for his fourth point of the night. 16-10. Two possession game as the Tigers lead over Scotland County. Will Fromm has it left side of the floor, gets a screen. Skip pass, right corner, over for Morrow. Almost loses it across the timeline, is done, but he gets around his defender. Now kicks it left side, and it's poked away. Thomas will have it ahead, and he gets fouled from behind by Will Fromm at the half court line. 4:42, clock stops at the second quarter. Parker Triplett will check in for Jace Morrow. inbound near the scorer's table for Princeton, who leads 16-10, 4:40 to go in the second. Princeton in their all-white uniforms, blue lettering and blue piping. Scotland County in their all-blues. Here's an entry pass, right corner wing for Duncan. Back outside for Schreffler. Schreffler left corner, Preston Thomas open three, doesn't go. They'll keep the rebound on their side of the floor. Does Princeton. Austin Kelly grabs it. Now another find, Thomas inside. One dribble, puts it up, a floater, doesn't go. Doing a really good job in the second quarter of stopping Preston Thomas, who had his will of getting inside the lane and distributing in the first quarter. Only 2 points in the contest so far. Here's a three. Right corner wing, Jared Dunn, doesn't go. Matthew Woods to mop up the mess. Back up for his two, and he's fouled. Foul call to number 33, Colton Estes. That's going to be his second, team's fifth of the half. At the line to shoot two is going to be Matthew Woods. 2 points on the night for Woods. Bends at the knees, fires and hits. Here's another substitution for Princeton. Cameron Jones will check back in, leading scorer so far for the Tigers tonight with nine. He's made all three of his shot attempts, 3 of 3 from downtown. Is the senior point guard misses the second. ...16-11 score. Here's right corner for Preston Thomas. Now right side, Cameron Jones feeds inside for Estes. Turns back outside. Nice movement for the basketball. Preston Thomas open three, too short. A plethora of threes taken by Princeton so far tonight, but they haven't been able to hit from downtown all that well. Here's Scotland County the other way. Nice pass to Fine. Caden Andrews on the inside. He's blocked away. Preston Thomas will grab the rebound into the front court. Feeds it left side for Duncan. Duncan, skip pass, right corner for Kelly. Kelly drives his way inside and is blocked. Great defensive stop for Scotland County there as they'll try to cut it within one possession. Will Fromm brings it across the timeline. Top of the key, driving inside. Two-step inside the lane, off the glass and in. Will Fromm, first point, second quarter. He's got six. One possession game for Scotland County, 16-13. Princeton leading. Scotland County working the outside. In a 3-2 zone. Now right side, Preston Thomas trying to feed it inside. Knocked away Scotland County. Back-to-back good defensive stops. This time it's a turnover that gets the ball back to the Tigers of Scotland County. Skip pass right side. Poked away. Cameron Jones. Jones. Leaves it behind his back. Now right side, Preston Thomas, open three, right corner, too short. Preston Thomas has taken four threes in this contest, hasn't hit one just yet. Reaching the two-minute mark of the second quarter, 16-13. Princeton leading over Scotland County. Scotland County with the possession. Feeds it right side. Over for Triplett. Triplett feeds for Anders. Anders, top side, over for Dunn. Dunn, left corner, Fromm. Tries to feed it inside for no one who was there. A Princeton Tiger was there to grab his errant pass. Jones has it top of the key. We'll settle this offense down for Princeton. Takes some time off this clock at 1:30. Now he feeds right side, open three, doesn't go. Estes grabs a rebound. Now back outside for a leaping Duncan. Left side corner, Preston Thomas, open three, he can't hit. 0 for 5 from beyond the arc in this first half for Preston Thomas. He's getting the open looks, just a lid on the rim right now as he pokes the ball away out of bounds. Scotland County will keep the possession. Caleb Perkins will check in. Zeb Schwarzkopf will check back in for Princeton alongside his teammate Logan Boxley. 1 minute remaining here in this second quarter. Scotland County with the possession. Right side wing, it's Triplett. Triplett feeds right corner over for Perkins. Back inside for Fromm. Fromm trying to get around two defenders. Pivots, fires, and hits. Will Fromm puts his team within one. 16-15. Your score. Fromm with 8 first half points now. Scotland County Faithful yelling defense and a timeout called on the floor. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. 38.6 seconds left. 16-15. The score, Scotland County trailing by one. We're back with more on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Have big plans coming up? Getting ready for a holiday party or just need to get your weekly shopping done? Jay's Foods of Memphis is the place to get stocked up on all your groceries for any occasion. Jay's Foods of Memphis is a proud supporter of the Memphis community and encourages everyone to get out and help support the community in which you live. Jay's Foods of Memphis is open daily from 7 till 9. Stop in, stock up, and show your pride by proudly supporting your community and the area athletes.
We're back on KRES, Moberly, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com. 38.6 seconds remaining in the first half of action between Scotland County and Princeton. Princeton leads 16-15 as they will have the possession. Here's a shot blocked. Scotland County last touched it, and Princeton will have the inbound underneath the basket with 32.1 seconds remaining in the quarter. Inbound will come from Cameron Jones. Jones leading scorer in this half. Feeds right side for Austin Kelly. Step back jumper, good. Austin Kelly with 6 first half points. Puts his team back up 18-15. A one possession game though for Scotland County. They can cut the lead back before the half. They will hold for one shot. Right corner, Will Fromm, 3, too long. Tigers will take it back. 9 seconds remaining, now back 8. Jones in the corner for Kelly, feeds inside for Schwarzkopf with 3. Jumper rattles out. Scotland County will try to keep it, and that's how the first half will end. 18-15 score. Princeton leading over Scotland County after one half of play from Schuyler County. We're back with more right after this on KRES, Moberly, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Side Striker's has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The vehicle event Missouri waits all year for is here. It's Trade-A-Thon, only at the all-new Moberly Motors. No matter what vehicle you're driving, now is the time to trade, and Moberly Motors is the place to trade it. Because for a limited time, Moberly Motors will give you 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's right, 110% for your trade. Not to mention, it's also truck month, and nobody does trucks like Moberly Motors. Row after row of brand-new Ram 1500s, 2500s, 3500s, Ford F-150s, Super Duties, 4x4s, diesels, duallys, and more. All with special truck month discounts, plus 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. And check out Moberly Motors reviews online. You'll see that Moberly Motors is most definitely the real deal. Get huge truck month savings and 110% for your trade for a limited time only at the all-new Moberly Motors, North Morley Street in Moberly, and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Hi, this is Jared Dunn, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball game and other school-related activities. Student-athletes work hard in preparation for each game. As a student-athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on each game. Go Tigers!
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
We are back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Halftime of Scotland County and Princeton. Princeton leading at the half 18-15. We'll run through your first half stats in step aside for a minute before we get to second half action. For Scotland County, league scorer Will Fromm in the quarter with 8 points. Parker Triplett with two. Caden Anders with two. And Matthew Woods for two. Even first and second quarter for Scotland County got off to a slow start with only 8 first quarter points, but they picked it up in the second quarter. Six points from Will Fromm in that second quarter alongside a free throw from Matthew Woods. Made it 7 points in the second quarter, makes your halftime score 15 for the Scotland County Tigers. For Princeton, Zeb Schwarzkopf had one. Preston Thomas with two. Cameron Jones with 9 points. He was 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. And Austin Kelly with 6 points. 14 first quarter points for the Princeton Tigers. They got off to a really, really fast start with those threes that were hit by Cameron Jones, but they were stalled in the second quarter by the Scotland County Tigers defense, only scoring 4 points in the second quarter, coming off the hands of Austin Kelly. Halftime score 18-15. Princeton leading over Scotland County. We're back with more after this on KRES, Moberly, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
We're back on Cress and CentralMoInfo.com. Halftime of the Scotland County and Princeton Tigers, 18-15. Princeton leading over Scotland County. But before we get to second half action, we will hear from the head coach of the Scotland County girls after their victory over South Shelby. They will head to the district finals to face the winner of Knox County and Princeton, our nightcap on the girls' side. And we will hear from Corey Schultz, head coach of the Scotland County girls. Here post-game, Scotland County coach Corey Schultz.
Coach, you guys, that first half, very tight between both those teams. What did you see from your team in that first half?
Defense, that's what we pride ourselves on. You know, obviously it was 12-10, so the defense was there. Offensively, I think we were a little out of it. That's probably my fault. We were pretty stagnant on offense. We couldn't really get anything going, but come around and made a few big shots down the stretch. So.
And talking about those shots down the stretch in that third and fourth quarter, obviously Micah Cooley was a big part of that offense. What did you see from her tonight?
She came up big. She came in. We lost a big key piece 7 games in down at Harrisburg, and she stepped up and been our leading scorer, and she came up huge. I think that was part of the reason we rely on her a lot, and we weren't running enough to try to get her touches. So in the second half, we spread it out and kind of let her go to work, and she came up huge for us again.
You talked about your defense. Meredith O'Neill, the big star on South Shelby, you really limited her ability tonight. What helped with that?
Just communication, I think. We did a great job communicating. She came off of lots of screens. They run lots of screens, and kids worked hard, and she's really, really tough. She's quick, and she got a motor that never quits. So we did a good job of team defense and communicating and really limiting her looks.
What do you want to see from your team in the district championship?
A win. I don't care how it is, just a win. But it's going to be a great atmosphere no matter who it is. Obviously, it was loud in here tonight, and I'm just happy for them to be able to come back and get a shot to be in it. So.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but Sweat Equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We're back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Halftime. Of the Scott and County Princeton contest here in semifinal action. Winner of this contest will go on to take on the Milan boys, who are undefeated on the season at 25-0 after their victory over Knox County in our semifinal matchup. At the half, Scotland County trailing Princeton 18-15. We'll run through your first half stats one more time just to catch you up. Will Fromm in the first half with 8 points. Parker Triple with two. Caden Anders with two. And Matthew Woods with three to make the 15 for Scotland County. For the Princeton, Zeb Schwarzkopf, 1 point. Princeton Thomas, 2 points. Cameron Jones, 3 of 3 from downtown with 9 points. And Austin Kelly with 6 points. So scoring a lot more distributed for the Scotland County Tigers in the first half. Princeton really relying on their guard play in that first half. Princeton will have the first possession of the second half, moving from right to left in your radio dial. Inbound right trigger for Logan Duncan. Duncan will have it top of the key as Scotland County starts off this half in a 2-3 zone. Feeds it right side. Over for Schreffler. Open three. Got it! Owen Schreffler with his first point of the night. He puts down the tray ball. And finally, Scotland County has found something as far as an Achilles heel in their defense. 21-15 score. Scotland County with the possession. Top of the key, it's Jerry Dunn. Dunn looking for a screen. Now we'll feed right side for Fromm. Fromm gets a screen. Now double team. Feeds it right inside for Dunn. Back outside for Fromm. Fromm skip pass. Left corner over for Dunn. Dunn almost loses it, but we'll keep the possession. Guarded at the top of the key by Jones. Goes all the way right side. Now feeds for Morrow. Morrow outside the lane. Almost 30 seconds on this possession for Scotland County. They really want to work down this Tiger defense. Will Fromm driving inside lane, puts in with the shoulder and gets called for the charge. That's going to be Fromm's first, or rather second personal, first team foul of the second half. 21-15 score, Princeton leading, 6:48 remaining in the third. Top of the key, it's Jones. Feeds it right side for Thomas. Thomas now inside for Kelly. Kelly puts it off the glass, and it rolls on in and drops for two. Austin Kelly now with 8 points. And I believe they will have another throw in here for Scotland County. Don't know what happened there far side, but officials blew the whistle, and Scotland County will have another inbound. Tigers of Princeton coming out into full court press, man-to-man. Across the timeline goes Jared Dunn. Guarded closely by Cameron Jones. Now takes the top of the key, picks up his dribble. Now feeds it right side. Trying to cut back door was Morrow. Now they'll hand back off for Dunn. Dunn driving baseline, puts it off the glass and drops it in. Jared Dunn with his first points of the night. Puts it a two-possession game. Preston Thomas on the inner end. Outside for Kelly. Open three. Nails it. Austin Kelly's picked up the pace now. He's got 11 to lead all scores for the Princeton Tigers. Five of those coming in the early going here in the third. Under 6 minutes remaining in the quarter. 26-17, Princeton leading. Here's a spin inside the lane for Dunn. Blocked from behind. Preston Thomas comes down with a rebound. Thomas will quickly move it from right to left. Outside the three-point line. Driving inside lane, trying to kick it outside, but he's fouled before. We'll see who officials take this one on. I believe they're going to put this one on Jace Morrow, and they will. That'll be his first, team's second of the quarter. Neither team reaching the bonus in the first half. Fouls have definitely been at a premium. Inbound goes Austin Kelly, left corner wing. Open three doesn't go for Durkin. They grab the rebound. Here's another put back. Open jumper good for Cameron Jones. And a timeout called on the floor. A nice run to start off this third quarter for Princeton. 28-17. They lead by 11. Back with more after this on KRES Moberly, Missouri and CentromoInfo.com.
Girth and Basket Furniture in Memphis has been the hometown furniture store in Northeast Missouri for 115 years. Girth's has sofas starting at $499, a large selection of recliners and lift chairs, bedding from Sealy and Therapeutic, and all manners of flooring from carpet to linoleum to engineered flooring. Plus, there are thousands of other surprises in every corner at the family-owned furniture store that's been making your house a home since 1904. Girth and Basket Furniture, floor covering and bedding in Memphis. Visit Girth's on Facebook and online at girthandbasket.com.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Since CentralMoInfo.com, 28-17, Scotland County trailing to Princeton. Only 2 points in this half for Scotland County, opposed to the 10 points for the Princeton Tigers. And they steal it away on the first inbound. Preston Thomas tries to feed it outside to where he thought his teammate was, but it was out of bounds. Scotland County will take back the possession with 5:21 left to go in the third. Came out of the half. Scotland County scored first. It was a two from Jared Dunn. He got the scoring going, and then a 10-0 run for Scotland County is where they pulled away here in the second half. The 5:20 mark of the third. Scotland County with the possession from left to right on your radio dial. Here's Dunn, right side wing, poked away. Austin Kelly takes it all the way to the hoop and banks it in.
Scotland County needs to be careful here, Cam. They can't let this game get too away from them. I have to answer.
A 12-0 run now. Here's an open three, right corner wing. Off the mark for Jace Morrow. Austin Kelly pulls down the rebound. Up ahead, feeds to Duncan. Duncan, jump stops, puts up the two, doesn't go. Preston Thomas with the rebound, puts it back up, and he's blocked from behind. They'll call a travel on Preston Thomas with no touch on the basketball.
Yeah, I don't think the official is explaining that correctly. That's not the correct call. It got blocked from behind. So that's either a jump ball or he just gets it back. It's not a travel if the ball gets blocked from behind. Yeah, that's just an incorrect call.
So Scotland County will catch a break, trying to make it back into single digits, but down 13. They have to have a couple of possessions to do it. 4:30 mark of the third. Here's Dunn outside, looking for Fromm in the corner. Fromm cutting baseline. Now they feed it inside. Top of the key. Double team, now left side for Morrow. Morrow back to Fromm. Fromm outside for Morrow, a three, rims out. Scotland County grabbed the rebound, but it went off the leg of Matthew Woods and out of bounds. Possession goes to the Princeton Tigers. Scotland County just can't catch a break in the second half as far as the offense is concerned. There's been a lid on the rim for the past 3 minutes for the Tigers.
No, and they have been getting good shots as well.
Travel not called at the top of the key, Logan Duncan. Tigers get out of it. A jump ball called on the interior. Preston Thomas had a right side block. Thomas will stay in the game, but Austin Kelly will check out. Checking in for him is Zeb Schwarzkopf. But Austin Kelly with a really good third quarter so far. Already 7 points, 3 of 3 from the field. And they've been good looks on the interior. Full court pressure for Princeton on Scotland County. Will Fromm being guarded, and Zeb Schwarzkopf is going to get ticked for the foul. A little too handsy as Fromm was trying to get it across the timeline. Clock stops at the 3:56 mark of the third. 30-17. Lead still at 13 for the Princeton Tigers. Possession for Scotland County. Jared Dunn will bring it across the timeline, being guarded by Cameron Jones. Jones with 11 in this contest, but defensively A couple steals as well. They feed it right side over for Triplett. Triplett trying to find Will on a backdoor cut. Finds him, and Fromm finishes the two.
And that's what they need. They need a move in open space. And Scotland County's been looking up. They've been wanting to pass. They just need to continue to move in that open space.
First points of the second half for Will Fromm came at the 345 mark. Now on down to the 325 mark. Nice move. Cameron Jones inside. Preston Thomas can't hit the two. Will Fromm grabs the rebound over to Dunn. And Dunn will evade across the timeline for the Scotland County Tigers. Fromm top of the key, or rather Dunn top of the key. Guarded by Jones. Picks up his dribble. Poked away from behind. Logan Durkin all the way to the rack. Misses the two. Dunn grabs the rebound. Up ahead. Feeds to Woods. Woods now right side of the floor. And will settle at the top of the key for Dunn. 11-point lead for Princeton, 30-19, 2:50 remaining in the quarter. They feed it left side. Fromm cutting back door again. Pump fakes, goes up for two. Misses the first. Tip back, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Princeton Tigers. They move quickly the other way, but Scotland County gets back on defense in their 1-2-2 zone. With 2:30 remaining in the third. Couple of touch passes. Now back in the quarter. Preston Thomas open three. Can't hit. Thomas hasn't hit a three all game. He's 0-for-6 from downtown, and you wonder when he's going to try to drive and get the easy bucket. Here's Chris Dunn driving inside the lane. He gets the easy bucket. Timeout called on the floor. Lead cut down to 9. Scotland County on a 4-0 run. 2:11 left to go in the third. We're back with more on KRES, Mobile, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. NEMR, Telecom Internet Service Provider, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen, and Cahokia, City Shelbyville, and Memphis. 2:05 left to go in the third, 30-21 lead for the Princeton Tigers over Scotland County. They got out to a 10-0 run, make it 12-0 run to start the second half, but the Tigers of Scotland County have cut it back to a 9-point lead. Austin Kelly has it left side wing. Stop and pop for two. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Scotland County. They'll move the other way from left to right on your radio dial. Here's Dunn driving inside off the glass. Banks it in.
That's the second time he's been able to do that, Cam. He's clearly seeing an easy lane to the basket, and he's taking it. No one's stepping up to stop his attempt.
How about 6 points for Jared Dunn all in the second half? Entry pass down low for Princeton, trying to get it to Colton Estes, and he was fouled as soon as he got the basketball. Foul's going to be ticked to number 25, Parker Triplett, his first, team's third of the quarter. Caleb Perkins will check in for him. Perkins, only action came in the first quarter, got to the free throw line but couldn't hit the two free throws. Here's the inbound, goes to Duncan, goes around a screen, now feeds left side, over for Kelly, open three, rims out. Rebound pulled down by Schwarzkopf. Stays with the Princeton Tigers. Austin Kelly now back outside for Jones. Jones will bring it to the top of the key and slow this offense down for Princeton. Duncan has it top of the key as he lets the clock wind on down to a minute remaining in the quarter. 30-23, 7-point lead for the Tigers of Princeton. Top of the key, it's Estes. Feeds right side, a pop and stop. Austin Kelly, open jumper, misses it. Scotland County pulls down the rebound, poked out of bounds by Austin Kelly, and off of a Scotland County Tiger, stays with the Princeton Tigers.
They've been having a heck of a possession in this one. They've just been patient, trying to let Scotland County open up for them, and eventually that's going to happen.
Here's the inbound, Cameron Jones, the one guard, full inbound, right corner, open three, Duncan, it doesn't hit. Scotland County will grab the rebound and take back the possession, left to right. Here's Dunn, gets a screen to get past the defender, now finds inside, and the two goes for Caleb Perkins. Perkins with his first points of the night. 5-point deficit for Princeton. Closest this game has been since the first quarter. Jones, top of the key, almost loses it across the timeline. 20 seconds remaining in the third. Outside for Dirk Duncan. Left side over for Schwarzkopf with 12 seconds remaining in the third. 30-25. 5-point lead for Princeton. Top of the key. Duncan with five. Left corner. Schwarzkopf driving. Floater. No good. Kelly with the rebound. And he gets the shot. Doesn't get it to go. And it wouldn't have counted if it went anyway. How about Scotland County coming back, making this an interesting one here down the stretch. 30-25. We're back with more on KRES, Moberly, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Among the tallest objects in nature stands the giant sequoia.
Yeah, until now. That's because Mayberry Farms is jacking up ATVs and UTVs. See how your ride measures up to Mother Nature with a full line of aftermarket parts and accessories for your four-wheeler and side-by-side. Choose from lift kits, wheels and tires, suspension kits, and more. Learn more by visiting Mayberry Farms in Memphis or call 660-328-6634. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. Get jacked up.
Comp 30-25. Scotland County on a 7-0 run in the third quarter. They trail 30-18 and cut the lead by down to five, rather. 30-25, and Princeton will have the first possession of the quarter. Almost poked away, and it's poked out of bounds by Scotland County. Possession will stay with Princeton. Big score for Scotland County in that third quarter. Six of their 10 points came off the hand of Jared Dunn, and all six of his points tonight coming in the quarter. Here's Cameron Jones finding Kelly inside. Kelly to Schwarzkopf for two. Gets it to go. Zeb Schwarzkopf with his first field goal of the night. 32-25, 7-point lead for the Tigers.
Scotland County just needs to stay with it. They need to continue what they've been doing on the offensive side because it's been working. They just need to rely on their defense to help them out.
Basketball's top of the key. Perkins now gives left side for Fromm. Fromm back to Perkins. Top of the key. Now he flashes for Dunn. Dunn driving left side lane, feeds it inside. Here's the jumper, and it's good. Matthew Woods rattles it in.
They've been trying to probe inside all night long. They were finally able to do it without having much defensive effort against him. Nice job by Wood to really do that step-back jumper. Allowed himself to get some space, and he found the basket.
Here's Austin Kelly popping. Now outside for Cameron Jones. Finds a shooter inside, and it can't go for Logan Boxley. Rebound pulled down by Dunn. Scotland County down by five again. Dunn going all the way to the rack, and the bucket doesn't go, but it'll go to the line for two. You talk about the aggressiveness from Dunn. We saw it in the third quarter right there. He saw the lane right at half court and just kept going all the way to the rack.
Yeah, that's what he needs to keep doing. He needs to continue to be aggressive. He's been one of the only spark plugs on the Scotland County offense right now, so you just continue to go to the hot hand.
Hot hand hits the first free throw. Could make it a one-possession game with the second. And he hits it. 32-29, 6:30 remaining in the fourth. They feed it left side. Inside for Kelly. Kelly around his defender, and they're going to go on travel. Travel called on Austin Kelly. So he will give up the turnover. And Scotland County now with the chance to cut this lead down even more. They feed to Fromm across the floor. Fromm to the rack and doesn't go. Put back is good. Matthew Woods with another two. And this crowd is riled up. 32-31, 1-point game, 6:16 to go in the fourth. We're back with more on KRES, Mobile, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Jared Dunn, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball game and other school-related activities. Student-athletes work hard in preparation for each game. As a student-athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on each game. Go Tigers!
Have big plans coming up? Getting ready for a holiday party or just need to get your weekly shopping done? Jay's Foods of Memphis is the place to get stocked up on all your groceries for any occasion. Jay's Foods of Memphis is a proud supporter of the Memphis community and encourages everyone to get out and help support the community in which you live. Jay's Foods of Memphis is open daily from 7 till 9. Stop in, stock up, and show your pride by proudly supporting your community and the area athletes.
We're back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. Cheriton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Mobile Area Community College in Mobile, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, folks, after this contest, we will have our outstanding player of the game brought to you by the Farmers Insurance Agency, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, visit Jeff Freeman, Auto, Home, and Life. Tigers of Princeton will have the inbound moving from right to left on your radio dial. They are up by 1 point, but a very, very small lead. Scotland County finding some juice here in this fourth quarter late. The Scotland County faithful yelling defense, and they get a stop on the defensive end, but Will Fromm tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Tigers of Princeton. This crowd really feeding into the energy of what Scotland County's been able to do on the offensive end this quarter.
They've been feeding into the energy for the girls' game as well. I mean, they've done a tremendous job so far tonight, showing up, being loud.
Only 2 points for Princeton in this second half, or second, or fourth quarter, rather. Here's an open three, left corner wing, Streffler almost rims in, but doesn't go. And a foul's going to be called underneath on the Tigers of Princeton. They're going to say this one goes on Owen Streffler. Streffler was on the outside of that play, but they ticked the foul on him. He was outside the three-point line. I thought they were going to put that one on Thomas. Nonetheless, Scotland County with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Will Fromm, top of the key. Fromm only 2 points in the second half. He's double-teamed. He gets through the double team to the rack. Get in. First lead of the night for Scotland County. 33-32, 5:25 in the fourth.
What an impressive move.
Here's a three. Austin Kelly doesn't go. And a foul's going to be called in underneath.
What an impressive move by Fromm to be able to hold on to the ball, not let it get taken or ripped away for a jump ball, and then put it on the deck, have the sense of mind to go to the basket. What an athletic move.
Here's the inbound for Princeton to Thomas. Thomas to Streffler, right side wing, off the glass and in for two.
Perfect positioning by Streffler. A great dish as well. He had his eyes on the rim and then saw him out of the corner and just left it off for him. He was wide open. The defense forgot all about him.
Princeton takes back the lead, 34-33. Will Fromm has it, top of the key. Fromm over for an open three. Matthew Woods can't hit. Long rebound, heads out of bounds, and it'll be Princeton basketball. Not a bad possession right there for Scotland County. They've been so reliant on Will Fromm that I think they wanted to run an offensive play where they get the hands in the they get the ball in the hands of another shooter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and they've been trying to do that. We'll see if it works.
Austin Kelly driving left side lane. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Scotland County. He was trying to get a skip pass over to the right side of the floor for Owen Streffler. Clock stops at 4:43 in the fourth. Princeton leading by one, 34-33. Here's an open jumper. Austin Kelly hits.
And those are hard to make. Those mid-range ones are hard to make, especially when you've been shooting threes all night long.
And the ball's poked away. Preston Thomas has it on the other end. Up by three is Princeton. Inside the lane and stopped. Rather, foul's going to be called on number 22, Caleb Perkins of Scotland County. That means the Tigers will head to the line on the shooting foul. Actually, no, it'll be an inbound underneath. I thought it was a shooting foul. They said it's on the floor. Inbound underneath from Jones. Jones feeds an open jumper, and it's good for Duncan. Logan Duncan with his first points of the night. 38-35 lead, 4:15 to go in the fourth.
Another mid-range jumper knocked down.
Here's Dunn. Feeds it right side. Will Fromm, open three. Rims out. Scotland County keeps the rebound back outside for Fromm. Fromm, left side of the floor. Feeds it inside. Open jumper, a little too short. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Austin Kelly was streaking ahead. Instead, they feed it to Thomas, left side of the floor. Kelly's calling for the ball in the corner, but instead, Cameron Jones will slow it down. Feeds it outside. Duncan, driving inside the lane, puts up the floater, doesn't go. Preston Thomas with the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback attempt.
Looked like someone may have gotten all ball there, but I think they're saying with the body.
Preston Thomas, first time at the free throw line tonight, misses the first. Jace Morrow will check back into this contest. Morrow has not been very involved on this Scotland County team tonight. And the second hits for Thomas. 3 points tonight. Thomas has had a tough night shooting. Has not made a field goal since the first quarter. And has not made a three-point attempt on 7 shots. Nonetheless, Scotland County trailing by 6, and a foul is going to be called top of the key. Austin Kelly with the reach. 3:33 remaining in the fourth. Trigger right side for Scotland County. They'll give it to Dunn. Dunn will head to the left side of the floor, being guarded by Thomas, or Jones rather. Now right side of the floor, open three, top of the key. Jace Morrow rims out. Preston Thomas flying in for the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline. Back to Jones. Jones has yet to score since the second. Austin Kelly driving inside off the glass, doesn't go. Way too short. Will Fromm grabs the rebound down. Two possession game for Scotland County. They'll feed it outside. Thought about a jumper. Now back in the corner for Dunn. Dunn outside for Fromm. Fromm looking for a screen, and as he double teamed. Now it's him and Kelly all alone. Fromm, right side block, turns, fires, can't hit. Rebound pulled down by Preston Thomas, all the way up ahead for a missed shot from Logan Duncan. Wide open layup, he couldn't hit.
That would have been huge. Puts them up by 8. Said it remains a 2-possession game.
Now Scotland County a chance to answer. Will Fromm inside, and he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but he'll have to the charity strike for 2. Will Fromm at the line, 12 points tonight for his Scotland County Tigers. Trying to cut the lead, and he hits the first. And the second on the way, clanks out. Rebound pulled down by Scotland County. Here's the putback. Doesn't go. Austin Kelly will grab the rebound down for Princeton. Ahead to Cameron Jones. Feeds it right side for Schreffler. Now back top of the key for Jones. Princeton will take their time on the offensive end. Inside, Thomas, left corner, open three. Austin Kelly misses. Will Fromm will corral the rebound for Scotland County. Ahead to Dunn across the timeline. From left to right in your radio dial. 2 minutes remaining in the fourth. Scotland County down 5. Hand off to Will Fromm, top of the key. Fromm, open three. Rims out. Went in and out, and the Scotland County faithful were ready to outburst if he would have hit that three. Instead, Princeton will get the possession back. 1:40 remaining in the fourth. Left corner. Schreffler thought about a three. Now we'll bring it back outside for Jones. Jones, right side over for Duncan. Right corner, Austin Kelly. Jones near the logo. And will get fouled as he tried to split through 2 defenders. Foul's going to be called number 22, Logan Crone. Or rather, number 22, Caleb Parkins, I'm sorry. And Cameron Jones will head to the line to shoot. Jones tonight with 11 points. Only 2 points in this third quarter, but he really got this Princeton team going in the first, and he hits the first free throw. Makes it a six-point game. This next one could be crucial. Would make it a three-possession game. And he misses. In and out. Rebound pulled down by Scotland County. Try to get a quick bucket here. Here's Dunn. Bring it across the timeline. Their target will be Fromm, and they take a timeout at the 1:21 mark of the fourth. 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it on the floor. We'll keep it here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Regional Radio would like to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. Scotland County R1 School District, Girth and Basket Furniture Store, Jay's Food, all of Memphis, NEMR, Telecom Internet Service Provider, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Coke, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Shelbyville in Memphis, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, folks, after this one, we will have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers Insurance Agency, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, Missouri. Scotland County down by 6, 1:21 remaining in the fourth. They will have the inbound. Will Fromm the inbound far side. And we'll trigger it in. Here's an alley-oop, and it's missed by Estes, or rather by Woods, and Princeton will take the rebound the other way. They could put ice on it right here with a bucket, but make it a three-possession game. 40-34 right now, and a foul's called top of the key as Jared Dunn will send Cameron Jones to the free-throw line for the second time tonight. Jones, one of two from the charity strike. Bends at the knees for his first and fires and hits. Brings Jones' point total tonight up to 13. Second hits. Inbound for Scotland County with 1 minute remaining in the fourth. Down by 8, 42-34. Here's Will Fromm trying to get the basketball, curling, top of the key, and he grabs it from Dunn. Feeds it inside. Here's a pull-up jumper, and it hits. Basket is good for Matthew Woods. He's got 6 points in this fourth quarter. 42-36. 42 seconds remaining, and Will Fromm will have to foul a Princeton Tiger in Owen Schreffler. Third foul for Will Fromm. Ninth foul for Scotland County. Owen Schreffler at the line to shoot. Still in the 1-1. Here's the first. Hits. One more foul for Scotland County, and that will put them into the double bonus. Schreffler grabs a breath and hits the second. He's got 7 points in this second half. Really a difference maker here in this half. Without his point scoring, they wouldn't be able to be where they are. Inbound for Scotland County to Dunn. Dunn across the timeline with 40 seconds remaining. Right corner for Fromm. Fromm around the screen. Fromm trying to get inside. And he's called for a charge. Tried to power his way past Logan Duncan. And he gets charged for the foul. Down by 8 now is Scotland County. They'll have to foul on the inbound. Clock didn't start on the inbound. Now it does. Schreffler to bring it across the timeline. Now with 20 seconds remaining, they'll pass it around. Trying to play good defense, and Scotland County finally fouls. Let a lot of time go off the clock right there. There was 37 seconds left in the game on the inbound. They let about 15 seconds roll off before they fouled. You can see the frustration in Kyle Ellison's face. Head coach of the Scotland County Tigers is... This one's just about over, as long as Schreffler hits these two, and he makes the first. Kayla Perkins will head to the bench for Scotland County. Perkins, a senior on this squad, gets his final curtain call. Second free throw doesn't go. Will Fromm grabs a rebound. Fromm, with 15 seconds remaining, brings it across the timeline. Two-step inside the lane off the glass and good. Timeout called on the floor with 12.7 seconds remaining. 45-38. Minute remaining in this contest, or a minute timeout on the floor, rather. The Missouri State High School Athletics Association would like to thank the officials tonight. Take the responsibility for teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the effort of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri High School officials, thank you for a job well done. The preceding message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Athletics or Activities Association and Alpha Media USA. 45-38 score. You can hear the Scotland County faithful still ringing their cheers of joy, but their team down by seven with 12.7 seconds remaining in this contest. A bucket from Will Fromm cut this back to a three-possession game, down by seven. Scotland County will need something short of a miracle to make this one go to OT. Here's the inbound for Austin Kelly. Gives for Cameron Drones, and he's immediately fouled with 12 seconds remaining. It seems a little too late, Ben, as far as the fouls are concerned. At this juncture in the game, maybe if you didn't let 20 seconds roll off the clock when 40 seconds was left on the play clock, you may have had the opportunity to play for one.
Yeah, at this point, it's a little late to foul. Down seven with 12 seconds left. You're just kind of delaying the inevitable at this point. I feel like you'd want to get it over with.
Jones hits the second. Make it 46-38. Inbound to Dunn with 10 seconds remaining. Across the timeline in the corner. Pull-up jumper. Too strong. Rebound. Put back. Good. For Parker Triplett. 46-40. They made the final score look a bit better than what it was in the fourth quarter, but nonetheless, Princeton will take down Scotland County 46-40, your final score. They will take on Milan in the district championship. We'll wrap up final numbers after this. 46-40, Princeton over Scotland County. This is high school basketball on KRES, Mobile, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Sidestrippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Sidestrippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Scotland County with the loss to Princeton, 46-40. Princeton will advance to take on Milan in the district championship on Saturday. And they will have a tough feat against Milan, who is 25-0 on the year, and we saw why they are the number two team in Class 2 with their emphatic victory over Knox County in our first game of this quadruple header. Now we will turn the foe to another Princeton game in the girls' matchup next, but let's run through the final numbers for Scotland County and the Princeton boys' side. For the losing side, Scotland County, they scored 40 points on the night. Jared Dunn with 8. Caleb Perkins with 2. Will Fromm with 17. Parker Triplett with 2. Caden Anders with 2. And Matthew Woods with 10. For Princeton, Zeb Schwarzkopf with 3. Preston Thomas with 3. Cameron Jones with 15. Logan Duncan with 2. Owen Schreffler with 8. And Austin Kelly with 15. We will step aside for a short break here on KRES Mobile Missouri and come back with your outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance.
The vehicle event Missouri waits all year for is here. It's Trade-A-Thon, only at the all-new Moberly Motors. No matter what vehicle you're driving, now is the time to trade, and Moberly Motors is the place to trade it. Because for a limited time, Moberly Motors will give you 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's right, 110% for your trade. Not to mention, it's also truck month, and nobody does trucks like Moberly Motors. Row after row of brand-new Ram 1500s, 2500s, 3500s, Ford F-150s, Super Duties, 4x4s, diesels, duallys, and more. All with special truck month discounts, plus 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. And check out Moberly Motors reviews online. You'll see that Moberly Motors is most definitely the real deal. Get huge truck month savings and 110% for your trade for a limited time only at the all-new Moberly Motors, North Morley Street in Moberly, and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Hi, this is Jared Dunn, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball game and other school-related activities. Student-athletes work hard in preparation for each game. As a student-athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on each game. Go Tigers!
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Hi, this is Jared Dunn, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball game and other school-related activities. Student-athletes work hard in preparation for each game. As a student-athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on each game. Go Tigers!
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. We'll wrap up this final game between Princeton and Scotland County. It was a 46-40 victory, with Princeton getting the win. They will take on Milan in the district championship on Saturday at 2 p.m. But first, we will give our outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. Our outstanding player of the game is going to be Austin Kelly. 15 points, 3 boards down the stretch, and he was so important in the resurgence of the Princeton Tigers there in the third quarter. He really mended the gap and allowed them to get out to that big run that started things off in that second half. 15 points for Cameron Jones as well. He was very important, but Austin Kelly down the stretch was so, so important for the Princeton Tigers. He had 15 from Preston, or from Cameron Jones, but Austin Kelly is our outstanding player of the game. Coming up next here on the Superstation, we will have Scotland County, or rather Knox County and Princeton, with a chance to play the Scotland County girls in the finals on Saturday. We'll have it coming up next here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Head to the farm shop in Edina because there's a Kubota SVL track loader just for you with financing available. Find out more at the farm shop in Edina. The Farm Shop in Edina is an authorized Kubota dealer. Visit KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. We've got a good one coming up for you next. Knox County and Princeton will go head-to-head here in this matchup with a chance to take on Scotland County in the Class 2 District 6 Finals, which will be on Saturday. But first, one of these two teams, either the Knox County Eagles or the Princeton Tigers, will have the opportunity to play in that game. Let's give you your starting lineups here before we get to opening tip. First for Princeton, starting at guard, the 5'5 junior, number one, Kennedy Norton. Starting at guard, the 5'4 junior, number two, Lacey Lewis. Starting at guard, the 5'8 senior, number 10, Jalen Debbie Thomas. Starting at guard, the 5'7 junior, number 11, Lindsey Baston. And starting at forward, the 5'8 senior, number 31, Peyton Gooden. The Princeton Lady Tigers are head coached by Bill Gooden. He's assisted by Betsy McCulley. And now for the Scotland County Tigers. Starting at guard, the freshman, number 12, Abby Curry. Starting at forward, the freshman, number 10, or number 11, rather, Chloe Hamlin. Starting at forward, the sophomore, number 22, Kylie Bradley Robinson. And starting at forward, Knox County will take the first possession. The Knox County Eagles head coach by Kelsey Dorsey. She's assisted by Nathan Miller and Job Ellison. And the first possession of the game taken back by Princeton. They will move from left to right in the radio dial. Here's an open three. Missed. Rebound's going to be pulled down and stay with the Princeton Lady Tigers. Top of the key, it is Batson. Batson to Stevie Thomas. Thomas driving in the lane and hits the two. Thomas has her first points of the night. 2-0 Princeton lead over Knox County. Knox County into the front court. They feed it left side over for Miller. And ball's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County, so Princeton will take the basketball back. Knox County with very good lineup. Riley Strange, a 6-foot sophomore forward, averaging 13.4 points per game. Here's Princeton with another jumper and a three. Good for Peyton Williams. On the other end, they get it back. Just Princeton with another steal. Top of the key, they flash for Lewis. Lacey Lewis. Now feeds left side back to Gooden. Gooden